appreciate these words of mine and a few others as I perused and contemplated how do I praise mothers and keep it real though, you know, because you could do some kind of service that would just be like, oh, mothers are the alpha and the omega of everything and wax poetically about mamas, right? I got my own mother here who was like, we were sparring on the drive over here. She got a wicked left hook too. She goes, I was trying to sing. She said, oh no, don't sing. You know, your father had the voice in the family, not you. And I mean, just, it never ends with mothers, right? It can go on and on. let me share a few words from one of my colleagues, Reverend Ann Felton Hines. She wrote these words. I used to dread Mother's Day. For one thing, as a child, I never seemed to plan well enough ahead to be able to afford something nice for my mom. Invariably, I would approach her the day before Mother's Day, admitting that I had already spent most of my allowance money and now only had 50 cents with which to buy her a gift. It was amazing the inexpensive items she would suggest to me. A spatula was only 39 cents, and she said she really needed one, or lipstick for 49 cents. I was always saved just in the nick of time. But the next, that's why technology and I are not so good. Anyway, here we go. Then the next time I met up with my girlfriends and they would tell me about all the fantastic gifts they gave their mother and I would feel really sad, you know? So I wished I didn't have to participate in the whole motherhood extravaganza, she says. And so it is with many people. Mother's Day is approached with some trepidation, right? Some fear, some sadness, some disharmony. We have interesting relationships with our mothers. Some of us just love the ground our mothers walk on, and we can't imagine what life would be like without having had this primary influence on us. This nurturing person that has kind of set us on a course towards self-actualization, you know. Like, I remember one of those good old songs from the 70s, I always love my mama, but she's my favorite girl. See, but that sets you up for trouble, because if your mother's always your favorite girl, what do you do with your wife? And what kind of conflict have you now set in motion for this relationship that should be the primary relationship for the rest of your adult life, right? If mama's always your favorite girl, oh, baby, we're going to have some trouble around here. See, because you drop your wife and you go take care of your mama's needs, you're a man that's going to be in trouble. See, and you've got to be able to strike a fine balance, knowing when to do and when not to do, and when to say, mom, you got to hold it, or wifey, please hold on. It's not easy. But that's for a male, right? Males got to kind of figure it out. And to tell you the truth, most men that I know have never figured it out. They step in it all the time. They just step in it. I'm one too. I don't know what to do. I step in it all the time. It's a very difficult thing. But men need to step up to the plate and learn how to manage this. For women, I think it gets to be considerably more complicated, because in your daughters, the daughters of mothers, if you've had a mother who's been particularly a well-thought-of mother, if you've had a mother who achieved great things, if you've had a mother that was the apple of everybody's eye and the whole community, Lord, your mother, oh, your mother, now what you gonna do? How you gonna live up to mama's big chef? Huh? Or are we never going to live up to mama's cooking? You can't cook like mama, huh? You can't sew. You can't. I mean, whatever it is, if you have a mother that's larger than life, What is a female? What is a daughter to do with that? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we had mothers that would diminish themselves just a little bit so they could lift their daughters up? Hey, you're the next generation, baby. You're going to be the superstar. Mama done had her time. But some mothers never want to do that. We got mothers who want to steal the spotlight, the entirety of their children's lives. And so that can create, you all out of balance. Because mama, you got to go there for Thanksgiving, you got to go there for Christmas, you got to go there for Passover, whatever it is, mama's directing everything, and sometimes even in the grave directing you. You can't escape them. Mama's shadow can be overbearing, overwhelming, just too much. Lord, help us. So again, how do we start to navigate this most primary relationship? I learned something that I found profound in my pastoral counseling training. It said for a clergy person, got to put God first, self second. And the guy laughed at it, put mama and your wife third. I said, put mama and the wife third, or husband. You know, it's some kind of harsh reality that people have to define a hierarchy of who's who in their own personhood. You know, for whom the bell tolls, for however you want to understand it, whose life is this? And mothers, with their powerful, loving, giving, like salt of the earth thing, really can set us off in some funny ways. Some people never really fully grow up because their mothers will be that parental force, you know, to the day they die. They can never get past disappointing their mother or something to that effect. Mothers, though, have a hard time, don't they? It's not all like a child can look at their parent, their mother objectively, or the woman or the man that's done the mothering, right? Because actually, if we're going to be real, mothering comes in all genders. If we're going to be real, it comes in all different ages. You could have a best friend that's really mothering you, right? As you're coming along school. Sometimes your best friend will do more to help you navigate your budding sexuality or how you're going to get to college than your actual parent could, right? And so you'll have these people in your life that will mother you, and that's really where I want to go. I don't want to blast mamas because I love my mama, but man, them hooks. I'm tired of them hooks. So we're gonna take the gloves off. She's 90 now, and I'm kind of one-eyed and kind of tired, you know, and I can't, you know, say, your arm's too short to box with mama, so mama and I are going to stop boxing. We're going to forge a different relationship in whatever time we have left, because the comedy routine has run its course. The real issue at hand is, who are those special people that have mothered you in this life, and how are you now mothering others? And that's the real theological issue. If you've been mothered, if you've been nurtured by somebody, then you have to nurture somebody else, right? It's like each one teach one. And so you may be the kind of people that are nurturing and giving and offering of yourselves on an everyday basis. And I want to applaud you if that's who you are. I want to applaud you because this world is in such a state. If we don't have people that are going to take the time to listen, because that's really the source. You got to go to the source. You can't know what somebody needs. You just really can't. See, this isn't about hypothesizing. This isn't about conjecture. No, if you really want to get to what somebody needs, then you got to listen to them. You got to take in their whole personhood. You got to be able to see and smell and touch and empathize where they are. What's going on with them before you can begin to figure out what ingredients they're going to need to shore them up, to make them ready for whatever event they're going to have before them. And as you develop this ability to listen and your mothering skills take root, and you heard what this individual needs, now you got to know how not to do too much for them, right? Because again, in order for you to mother somebody effectively, or not even effectively, optimally, you've got to give them just enough of what they need to proceed without stealing their own ability to make good choices. Self-directive. See, a whole adult knows how to manage their life because they can assess what situation they're in and how they're going to get themselves through it into the next situation. Because isn't life a series of challenging events? Whether it's the bills, or cooking a meal, or going to work, or whatever it is, you're challenged on an everyday basis multiple times. Traffic, health issues. I mean, people can't even go to the bathroom now without using Citracell or something. I mean, I don't know. They literally have us using somebody else's product for every function in our life. I couldn't have opened this eye up without the drops my doctor gave me. This thing about mothering, though, it takes on such a profound meaning in a community like ours because we're in the midst of a phenomenon. The single-headed household, the house that's, or how about multiple generations of single-headed households where we've got these mothering people, these folks who have had to raise whole families in kind of a one-gendered approach to it, which isn't what raising or nurturing or mothering should be all about, because the mothering should take place from a whole village, from a whole community, from a whole assortment of people. Native Americans, many of the tribes had the men and the women, and then they had the gay folks who were in that intermediate zone where kids, men, children, women could go to those people because it wasn't so much about what your gender had to inform you with as a different set of eyes and ears and experiences that could help nurture somebody, mother them in that time of need. And now we've got this unbalanced thing where we've got far too many women, and here's where I get to call out men and beat them up some, because we got far too many women doing all the work, all the mothering, all the nurturing, all the caring, all the cooking, all the cleaning, all the everything for a bunch of people in this country of ours. Our men are just like kind of pathetic, not doing their part. I don't know how many of you here have had disappearing fathers or fathers who never lived up to what their duties entailed, but they forget that they're supposed to mother too. See, mothering, again, isn't just a female job. It's a job of all human beings. This nurturing, caring for, lifting up, polishing, dusting off, shoring up, propelling you forward thing that mothers do is an all-gender duty. It's a job required for everybody. And again, if we've got a system that's out of balance, how do we get the balance back? How do we get these men who aren't doing their part in the nurturance to get on board? Because get on board is what we need. I can't tell you how many men I've visited in prison or met in some kind of men's group or in some drug treatment program. I mean, these men, I never learned how to be a man because, you know, my father wasn't around. My mother made bad choices. Man, stop blaming your mama for that. and look another man in the eye and ask him when he's going to step up and be a man, because a whole man is somebody that nurtures and handles familial responsibilities. And we've got a society so out of balance, that women are done in and abused by this whole kind of system that's in place. Now, it's too much to ask that women are going to be the perfect souls that are going to... Not only do you have to be sexy now, but you got to be able to cook. If you can't cook, you got to make enough money to buy some good food every day. You got to keep these kids dressed. I mean, what would Darian want, $200 for sneakers? Are you kidding me? My mother wouldn't give me $10 for PF Flyers, whatever the heck they were. She said, you're going to get the $2 from EJ Corvettes. Or what do you say? $2 little canvas things. Break your ankle when you play ball in them. I mean, mothers and mothering has to change. See, this author that I'm in love with, Bell Hooks, she often says that people have to have the will to change. You've got to, like, look in the mirror, and I guess Michael Jackson really got it right, because it's about that human on the other side of that thing and what kind of human is in there. Clearly, we've got women who are overwrought, doing too much, trying to balance too much. You got to be the beauty queen and mother of the year, soccer mom. You got to show up for every meeting and do everything, and it's not reasonable. It's not right. I tried to look back in my own life and try to discern what it was about my own mother that I found so amazing, despite all the left hooks and the smart-alecky comments, because my mother's a lawyer. And a smart aleck and tough as nails. And so everything was like, you know, like I'm on a witness stand, I'm being cross-examined. And yet I kept coming back for more because I moved away and I came back. And I moved away and I came back again. And I was in California and I was running up huge phone bills because I didn't have the long distance back then, that, you know, like one bill and it was, I had like $500 a bill a month. My phone call, I'm calling home. What y'all doing? So despite the hardships or difficulties that we may have with these mothering people, whether it be your biological mama or whomever it is that's your primary mothering source, I ask us to look back on those things and reaffirm whatever the good was. Whatever the good was that you got out of the mothering situation, whatever the positive attributes of motherhood that you learned from another, as you are now mothering others, caring for others, nurturing others, building up the community of the other, right? Because that's how our world's going to make it. Michelle Obama says that those 270? Whatever the number is, those girls need to be mothered now. The world needs to mother those girls. And we need to realize that children and elderly people and everybody still needs mothering. So we've got to find whatever the attributes were of the people that mothered us, that worked well for us, and how are we going to give that to somebody else? See, love, you know that song, The Magic Penny? Love is something that if you give it away, give it away, give it away. You don't know that song. Love is something if you give it away, it ends up growing more. Something like that. It's just like the magic penny. All right, I'm going to have to get that song for you. But we'll figure it out. But love multiplies, right? And the bottom line is mothering is about multiplying the love. You multiply your ability to be a change agent in this world when you take the time with some good forethought, right? Because you're remembering what worked for you, maybe sometimes what didn't work. You're holding on to these positive attributes of those people that mothered you, whether it was a school teacher or your grandma, whether it was your boyfriend or your girlfriend in high school who actually taught you how to dance or taught you how to play basketball or did whatever that nurturing thing was you needed in that moment, right? Moment by moment, humans need. You're taking all that good that came out of that human interaction that I want to call mothering today. That good thing that came from somebody else, that was some good mothering, right? Some good nurturance. And you're multiplying it by giving it to somebody else. Pass it on. Give it away. It's multiplying. And it's transforming a world that can be hard and cruel and mean. The Boko Haram, they need some mothering. I don't know what happened in their households, but somebody must have whipped their tails a lot. Must have beat them down bad if they think they could steal somebody's daughter. Something bad must have happened when you go up into somebody's church or house of worship and set it on fire or blow it up. Something bad happened to people when we're so scared when we go to a mall now because something backfires and people start running because they're afraid for their lives. Something bad's going on in a world where we got so many people in prison and so many people dependent on drugs and so many people with guns and so many people who just hurting and broken and confused and angry. Something's going wrong in a world that doesn't have enough mothering. Something's going radically wrong in a society that doesn't know that mothering is the highest obligation of being a human being. To care, nurture for, to love without any thoughts of getting something back. To be a man is to strive to be a mother. I'm gonna make that t-shirt. I wanna be a mother when I'm fully grown. What the heck you got dressed for but to feed somebody? Memories are for feeding, not for your... Well, no. Anyway. There's a reason for us all to look back and remember who mothered us and what good we got from it and take it and run with it and give it away. Challenge you today, if you gave it to 10, then find 10 more. If you gave it to 100, then give it to 100 more. It's like the loaves. We may not take the Bible as literal, but you multiply the loaves by your giving it away. Your love is the greatest loaf you can give. Slice it and give them pieces away. Mother, everybody you can. Truth be told, some children you can't mother. Right? Some people aren't the right ones for you to mother. You know, you're like oil and water. But if you got an open heart, and you have an open mind, and you've got a spirit that's generous, you'll mother somebody, and you'll make this world a better place. For these thoughts, for all of our thoughts on those who have mothered us, nurtured us, loved us even when we didn't feel like we were deserving of love, right? Somebody know about that moment in time? Yeah, I know about a lot of those moments. For all those kind souls that loved us, nurtured us, and helped us become the wonderful human beings we are right now, I want to thank you, universe. I want to thank you, Jesus, if that be who you call on. I want to thank you, Allah. I want to thank you, Great Spirit. I want to thank you, life, for giving us those people and for making us vehicles that can share and give the love in all our comings and goings for this and all the opportunities that lay before us. Amen, and happy Mother's Day. All right. You gonna mother us with some music? Oh, man, I'm so excited. Who sang that? Pointy Sisters? I'm so excited. Oh! And I don't know what I put it. It's hot enough in this computer that I can't use when I'm one-eyed. All right. So, hey, I got a song that's all about you taking your mother in and taking it out to the streets. This little light of mine, number 118. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.